Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Guys, I think we have a crisis on the phone that is probably going to end a relationship.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's see if we can help Michelle out. Michelle?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't really know what to do, and you know, I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, thank you.
And I really wanted to get your advice. You know, this has kind of been a time of self exploration and reflection for a lot of people. And I've been in my relationship for a little over 2 years. I live with my boyfriend, and he's wonderful. You know, honestly, we get along really well, and you know, I'm watching so many relationships fall apart after, you know, sheltering in place together, whatever was going on, you know, in your world. And for us, like, we really never had any hiccups, but
oh boy.
In my time where I've been doing all of this thinking and spending this time reflecting, I've realized that I think I might be a lesbian.
Nice.
It's something I've struggled with, you know, for my whole life, but I finally come to terms with it. And I, you know, the more I embrace it, the better I feel, but I just don't know what to do.
Oh, man.
He really is amazing, you know? He's such a wonderful guy, and he takes good care of me emotionally, as well as, you know, just doing sweet things all the time, but just in conversation, he's compassionate and he's kind, and he's giving. But I'm afraid, you know, I do need to have this conversation with him, but I don't know how to do it and allow him.
Have you physically acted on this?
Not yet. I have had a lot of dreams.
Okay.
Which is starting to make me feel more and more guilty.
Okay. So you've I don't want to force you into an uncomfortable position. I mean, you're already talking about this on the radio, mm-hmm. but have you cheated on him with a woman, but have you ever in your life before him been with a woman to give you, or is this just in your, you've built it up in your head that you think this is what you like?
Well, I don't think I've built it up in my head, because this isn't the first time that I've had these explorations, and okay. to give you an idea of these dreams I've been having, it is actually about a coworker.
Oh boy!
Oh, so it's a specific person.
Yeah, can you go into more detail?
Easy.
Okay.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any threat of anything happening. And I'm not trying to impose myself upon her, but right. in the time that we've been spending, I you know, with work and just the conversations that I'm forced to have with this person, I'm realizing how much easier it is for me to feel appreciated and valued in that way.
Yeah.
When it's from a woman versus a man. And I just, my biggest thing is I want to be honest. And, you know, if my self-exploration means I have to leave him and it turns out that I was wrong, then we'll see what can happen. But it's just, I don't think I'm wrong.
Steve's having an epiphany here.
Oh, wow. So you want to kind of leave the door open. You don't want to break up with your man and then go full bore lesbian. You want to explore first, and if it doesn't work out, then you want to be able to come back and be with the guy and pick up where you left off.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that this is something that I cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to explore, and just the timing with my boyfriend was so wrong that if I explore and come back and he's gone, then so be it. That's better than me.
Okay.
And making this choice later on down the line.
Did you say you do live together at this point?
Yes. We've been together for about 2 years, lived together for about, I would say, 8 months now.
Okay.
Nine months.
Michelle, when you describe this guy, he is a great guy.
Perfect.
Perfect guy. So we don't want to crap on him. We don't want to hurt him. Mm-hmm. You have to break up with him, but you can't tell him why.
I feel like it's better to tell him why, because it makes it not about
his
him.
Fault, but he's going to think it's his fault.
Do guys really think that they turned them? Does that really happen, do you think?
I think guys can be so insecure that they're going to carry that for the rest of their life. So if we still like this guy and he's a good guy, we don't want to crap all over him.
Because
right?
We have talked to women whose men come out as gay, and they're like, what did I do to drive you towards that? It's like, you didn't. I'm gay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just came to terms with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
but
it's, you're saying it's, but then if he sees her on the street with a girl, shouldn't she try it first? I'm just the guy who never takes a hand off of one branch until I've got a hand. Like,
right.
Should she try? Should
Explore,
she go out with a girl?
Experiment.
Not without breaking up first.
Okay.
That's not doing him any justice. That's messing him up. If he ever were to find out, that would just be devastating. Like, this is already going to be hard enough.
You're right. I'm trying to find out. What's that, Michelle?
My concern is I think I need to tell him before I do anything. Yeah. I just don't know how to tell him.
Show up with a girl.
I'm just going to say, like, that's, but then that would make him feel like, if you were to say, like, hey, I've wanted to experiment and do the three-way thing, and then you spend all your time on that, then he's going to feel like, oh, my God.
Or that you've been cheating on me this then, was with the, this girl? Or, yeah. Is it really cheating? Yeah, that was still cheating.
Yeah. Unless you have a range. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like having relations with same sex, opposite sex,
it's is, emotional, physical.
As soon as you're bumping uglies, it's something.
It's still cheating.
Even though guys are like, I'll forgive that one.
Right.
We're like, okay,
right.
Can I at least be there?
Okay.
Like, we're pigs.
Yeah.
Michelle, this is really kind of brave. Are you on the air with us to just kind of get it out there? Like, it feels really brave of you to tell us this.
You know, a little bit to get it out there, because if there's anyone else who has an experience like this, I would love to hear from them. You know, I do have a couple of friends in the LGBT community, but either they've been out for a really long time or they were in bad relationships. I don't have anyone to, I don't know, guide me,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's always been rough breakups where somebody's done something wrong and there's someone at fault, and this is not his fault.
Right.
And it's
right.
Not yours either.
No. It's a delicate situation, and it's really, it's a lot for you to be going through. So for you to be so concerned about him and his feelings is honestly,
that is cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just tells a lot about who you are.
Michelle, don't move. We're going to get you some advice. We joked our way through some of that, mm-hmm. with the three-way and stuff, but I just feel bad because this isn't, I'm going to say the words I've hated since March. This is an unprecedented time. How do we know she's really a lesbian,
right.
and not just under
I
so
know.
Much stress that
right.
she's convincing? I'm not saying it's a choice, but I'm saying we're all under different mental strains than we normally would be. And making
For sure.
It's just...
And she's fantasizing about a specific person.
Yes.
Which I think is different. Also makes it a different situation. But either way, it doesn't sound like this guy that she's been with for 2 years is lighting her fire. You know what I mean? So like...
He lights a lot of fires, just not... Like, he does all, says the right, their conversation, but it's not in the bedroom department.
So we're all on board that she needs to be upfront and honest when she severs ties with this guy.
And that's what she wants. How do you do it?
That's a hard convo.
I'm a lesbian. Like, do you lead with that? Or do you go, how do you feel the relationships go? Like, I've never had to, I'm Steve. I ghost or I force them, like, do enough bad stuff that they ghost me. Mm-hmm. This guy's not going to ghost her. So she's going to have to be a grown up.
Yeah.
I know, Steve. Come up with a way where I don't have to be a grown up. All right. If you can help her out, we could use your advice. Haley?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I have been through this before. I had a boyfriend who was a great guy. He treated me so well. But I have suspected that I had feelings for girls for a long time.
Okay.
And when I had brought this up to him because I had been having dreams too, and for me it was also a coworker, I related a lot to this situation. One thing I wish I had done when I brought it up to him is I wish I had prepared myself to answer every question, because if you aren't prepared to answer why or anything like that with specific details.
Like what he's, why do you like women? Cause he's internalizing it, right? He's like, why is my junk not enough? Sort of.
Exactly. You have to be able to answer those uncomfortable questions. Mm. For me, I ended up liking both guys and girls, not just girls, but it took a really long time of him coming back and calling me randomly and texting me randomly, asking the same questions, and I had to be able to give him an answer. It's not going to be fun, and it is going to be a process. I got lucky, and I was able to end up still being friends with this guy. But you have to be straight up with him and be able to answer every question. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be a fun situation. But if you are straight up with him, eventually they're going to understand it.
Wow. Thank you for your honesty.
I didn't catch a lie.
I know. Her phone was a little janky, but like... It turns out she's bi, but yeah, like the guy's not just going to go, oh, okay, cool.
Right.
He's going to pepper you with questions and she wasn't ready.
He's going to want to know everything and you have to be prepared to
be
honest.
Can you just say, none of your business?
But doesn't he deserve that?
After 2 years, you owe him a little, but you're right. I mean, it is. It's like it's a personal decision.
Right.
Yeah, but.
Kylie?
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. What do you think?
So I think she should just be honest with him. I've been in a similar situation, and honestly, the longer you wait, the more hurt he's going to get.
Whoa.
So you just ripped the Band-Aid off, per se. You just said, listen, I like girls, and deal with it.
Yeah, probably a little bit more gentle, but you definitely
tell him. Deal with it.
Yeah, no, okay, you're right.
Slacker's way.
I'm sorry.
And were you prepared to be grilled? I mean, he's going to have a million questions. Did he have a bunch of questions like that for you? And...
Well, there are definitely a bunch of questions, but you just have to be honest. Like, if he asks, when did you find out? Well, how come you didn't know earlier? Well, that's all stuff you have to find out one at a time. And if you didn't know until now, then there's nothing you could have done.
Right.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like we're going to have to be grown-ups at the end of this. Let's keep going. Dalton.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So, I mean, I'm just going to say right now, I mean, I totally understand what she's going through. I was with a girl for 2 years, on and off, and I just kind of always knew something was different, but wasn't really sure what. So it was kind of difficult to separate the fact of how you feel and also the other person's feelings. So, I mean, I just came out and told her, and right after that, she still had feelings for me, and she still wanted to do stuff. So, I mean...
Nice.
Yeah, you just gotta pick and choose your battles. I guess it just depends on how many drinks I have that night. So,
wow.
Ooh.
So you continued to see? Did that mess her up?
No, I mean she was okay with it. She understood, especially. I mean, there's so many people nowadays. Just you know, that wouldn't really feel comfortable coming out, and now they do. So it's more common, I guess. But she ended up having a kid with another guy, and so we kind of lost track. But, I mean, we see each other now and again, and it might get to that situation, but very rarely, I guess.
But be honest and...
And continue to have relations if they want.
That maybe. Rocks.
No, I mean, that's just, that's really confusing because then it's like you could get your heart, like your heart is tangled up.
Yeah, she was not doing herself any favors by doing that.
No. Vanessa.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. What do you think?
I recently found a video on YouTube from this influencer that I watch, Morgan Tyler. She was in a very similar situation where she had a boyfriend at the time and had very similar feelings. And there's a lot, I know, resources on YouTube and coming out stories in general that might help you kind of explore your feelings.
So you're suggesting don't mean to sound like, but YouTube, go to YouTube.
You can find out a lot of stuff on, you can learn a lot on YouTube. That's like actually really like tangible advice. Because how often are you going to meet somebody that has been through a similar experience that can give you that?
And but it sounds like
YouTubers it out there.
We have full phone lines of people that were in the exact same situation. It's remarkable Crazy. How many people are in rock solid relationships and discover that they want to be with the same sex. The big advice we're getting is explain to him really over and over, it's not your fault.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what some of the people, we don't have time to get to Angelica and Haley, they're like, their men were like, I did this, I turned you. And it's like, that's not what happened.
That's make not it clear. How it works.
It okay. is not how it works. Any more advice, hit us on text at 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.